All right, hello. I'm joined on the phone with Murph, Dan and Todd from the Wombats. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, guys. How are you all doing?
Very good, thanks. We're actually minus a Murph at the moment.
Oh, no.
It's a Dan and a Todd.
Well, that's all right. Sure you guys can pull it off even better.
We'll do our best.
Yeah. All right, so before we dig into the new album, Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life, I just wanted to ask you about, like, when you released your debut album 11 years ago, like, did you imagine you'd still be going stronger than ever with a fourth release just coming out?
I don't know how much was going through our brains at that point, to be honest. We try and take things
nothing,
like...
Probably,
yeah, just one song at a time. And, you know, I think every album you do feels like the most important. And I think if you start trying to think too far ahead in the future, then things can get a little bit scary and, like, feel like there's too much going on. But I think we definitely, you know, we dedicated so much of our time back in those early days to the band that we definitely saw it as a long-term thing that we wanted to keep doing for as many years as possible. So I guess, yeah, we feel very lucky to be able to still do this.
Yeah, it's definitely paid off as well. You guys are bigger than ever.
I don't know what to say.
How much, like, would you say your lives have changed over the past 11 years then?
Quite a lot, to be honest. Obviously, like, coming straight from uni, like, doing the first few tours and releasing the first album, and now, like, and we all lived in Liverpool at the time as well.
Yeah.
But now we're kind of, like, completely spread out. I'm in Oslo. Murph lives in LA. Dan's in London. So it's kind of, like, that's a massive change, of course. I had a child as well.
Oh, wow, yeah, that is a big change.
Yeah, so that's you can't get much bigger a transformation.
Yeah, so that's obviously a bit of a challenge. So obviously need to, like, sort the scheduling around the family life a little bit. But it's been working out fine so far.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's all changed. But at the same time, it kind of feels the same. You know, like, once a road dog.
Always a road dog.
Oh, that's great. So the new album was released on the 9th of February, and you released the four singles beforehand, including Bringing a Lemon to a Knife Fight and Cheetah Tongue. Where did the name for the album and, like, the inspiration come from?
As with each album we've done, it was kind of, we get a shortlist together of, you know, our favourite kind of album titles, and I've sent one over on WhatsApp from LA with about, I don't know, 20 sensible ones and about 20 absolutely ridiculous ones that can't be repeated on air. And I think that Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life just really jumped out to all of us. And pretty quickly, it was kind of the only real one that we thought. It just felt like it made sense for the album. And it feels like quite a thought-provoking, you know, phrase.
So it just
felt right.
So,
I guess it's less, it's not like one person in particular. I think it's just the people that you know, love and admire the most are the ones that inevitably, you know, can hurt the most and cause the most heartbreak, and their words weigh heavier than others.
Yeah, it sounds like there's been, it's happened to you guys then in the past.
I mean, who gets to like early 30s without a little bit of heartbreak? I don't think anyone does.
How has the reception for the album been so far?
It's been awesome.
It's well exceeded what we expected, to be honest. It's we kind of, like, this is still early days, like, in terms of touring. We did an American tour, which was, like, the first kind of, like,
glimpse
of, like, what it would be like, and starting to play new songs and actually seeing that the songs that we, you know, released pre that tour, like, that people already knew the words, singing along, and it's a pretty ridiculous feeling when you're that far away from home and somehow these songs have, like, you know, found these people, or these people found the music, or whatever. You know, it's incredible.
Well, my favourite track from the album is Cheetah Tongue. Do you guys have a favourite one that you've released?
That's probably up there with the favourites.
I don't know. It's the opener and the closer for me, I think.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. The last song on the album is I Don't Know Why I Like You, But I Do. So, yeah, those two.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know.
It's kind of hard to pick, really, because all the songs, obviously, you put so much effort into
them.
It's kind of, we love them all. But, we're going to start playing I Don't Know Why I Like You as well. As of, this tour coming up, and we were just practicing it this morning, and it's a really nice, dreamy, slightly more trippy song than anything we've done before. So,
and really heavy as well.
And yeah, the riff section is just, it's really, really fun to play live. Mm. Any angsty feelings you've got inside, you can just get them all out in that kind of the last 30, 40 seconds of that song.
Yeah.
There's the mosh pits and some Wall of Death.
Yeah.
Wall of Death. Oh, nice. Now, with Cheetah Tongue, I just wanted to talk about this because the music video is insane. Like, how would you describe that video to someone who hasn't seen it?
A really bizarre, creepy workout video for sort of over 70s.
Promoting beans.
It's really, I mean, Finn Keenan, the guy who did that video, he also did Lemon to an Eye Fight and Greek Tragedy from the last album. And we're not really sure what's actually going on in that guy's head, but we like it. And it's just surreal, isn't it, really? I think we've always liked with music, whether it's the titles of the songs or the actual songs themselves, we've always liked to try and keep things as, get a reaction, whether it's people hate it, love it, don't even understand what's going on. And I think that his videos definitely have that, especially Cheetah Tongue. It's like, why would anyone make this video? What's going on? But it kind of draws you back in and you want to see it again. And there's a little... it's great.
I was really curious because I just imagine like you all sat around and like Dan, you were sat there and just sort of said, you know, I've always wanted to see some grands deadlift some old men.
Yeah, exactly.
It was totally a Dan's idea.
Imagine that. And there we have it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank you for bringing that to the world.
Yeah.
I think I can finally rest at night now.
You never look at your granny the same.
Yeah. Thanks for that as well. You mentioned previously that, about the tour that's coming up. So you're taking the new album on a UK tour like throughout the rest of the month and then heading off into Europe in April.
Yep.
Where are you most looking forward to play?
Well, funnily enough, we haven't played in Ireland for a long while. I've got quite a bit of family in Dublin, so that's going to be a fun night. And we're all really big fans of Guinness as well, so that's going to be great. But I think Alexandra Palace is kind of, you know, it's a pretty ridiculous venue. We've done it once before, and that's probably going to be one of the highlights of the tour, I would have thought.
I kind of like to play anywhere, really. Like, a lot of the European days are fun as well, because you get to see all this, like, I mean, the culture and the people and the reaction are kind of different from each country as well. And it's like you can literally cross a border and it feels completely different.
Yeah, different food, different language, different architecture. That is awesome. I was going to say your least favourite is probably Oslo, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's my favourite, but also my least favourite because I live there and I got a lot of family in Oslo and a lot of friends there, so I always get super nervous. But yeah, at the same time, I love coming home and, you know, playing and seeing people as well. So.
Oh, that's cool. Are there any other places, like, around the world that you want to play that you haven't?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Yeah, we really want to go to South America more. We've been to Brazil once.
Yeah.
We want to do that again, hopefully. Maybe do some more countries around South America. South Africa.
Yeah.
We want to go back to Japan as well. I mean, so many places. New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand, lots of like Southeast Asia as well. We haven't done so
a lot of like South places.
Yeah, basically.
That's cool. So after the tour, like throughout the rest of the year, is there anywhere else where people can see you?
We're doing Reading, Leeds this summer. We're doing Isle of Wight Festival. I think it looks like we're doing Why Not Festival as well in Derbyshire.
Yeah, just got confirmed.
Yeah. And then we're doing a bunch of festivals in, like, Germany and I think Austria, the Netherlands. Yeah, various places. We haven't got the full schedule in yet, but it's starting to fill up. And we're touring with Weezer and the Pixies in the States.
Oh, no way.
That's kind of one of the most surreal things we're doing this year so far.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they were two of our, like, favourite bands growing up, so it's... going to be a weird one.
Can't wait to see them every night.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just got to admit, like, I'm going to Isle of Wight Festival and I had no idea you guys were playing there, so my jaw just kind of dropped a little bit. So,
it might not actually be released yet that we're doing.
Yeah, I'll keep that to myself.
We're supposed to talk about that.
I'll keep that secret then. Do you guys have any other like plans for the rest of the year then, apart from gigging?
We're going to do some more recording in Oslo in May. Yeah. But apart from that, it's, you know, it's all about touring and and playing the songs live. That's it, really.
Oh, cool. Like, are you guys planning on doing like a B-sides track album, sorry, like you did with the last one?
Kind of. I think we're not sure. We're going to record a few more songs in May, and then the idea is that it'll either be a B-sides thing or just like a sort of extension of the album kind of thing. So, we were going to record them in September when we did the rest of this album, but we didn't have time. to be honest, this was the whole album in our minds anyway, really. So we'll see. We'll record them and see what we feel like doing with them. But we'd definitely like to get them out before the end of the year, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for calling in today. It's been a pleasure talking to you both.
Likewise.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
See you at Isle of Wight.
Yeah. Good luck with the rest of the tour.
Yeah, nice one. Cheers,
Thank
mate.
You.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.